Retail sales dropped slightly in 2017.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
More than two-thirds of our economy is consumer expenditures, and retail sales is a very good indicator of how much consumers are spending. From the regular items like groceries to occasional items like cars, all are part of retail purchases. And since March 2009, the bottom of the recession, we have increased our retail purchases consistently almost every month through the end of 2016. This year, however, retail sales dropped slightly. While the small drop in the overall retail sales is of concern, what is by far more important is the department store's layoffs, which is getting close to what is called mass layoff. Department stores have been slowly trimming their employment level since 2001, but in 2012, they did a mass layoff. In 15 months, they laid off 250,000 employees, which accounted for 15% of their workforce. Then they went back to slow and gradual layoffs again. And that was until last October. Since then, they have let go of 71,000 employees, another 5% of their labor force. And all of this happens while retail sales was growing at a healthy pace. In 2001, department stores provided employment for 1.8 million people across the country. In April 2017, that number has shrunk to 1.2 million. 600,000 jobs lost. Most of this is due to the change in our method of shopping. It is not that Amazon or other online big boxes were invented in the last few years. It is just that we are getting more and more used to and comfortable with online shopping. Some department stores are reporting 5 to 10% drop in same-store sales from last year, while retail sales, even after adjustment for inflation, is higher than what it was last year, which means consumers are buying more retail products. It is just that they are making less use of department stores. There was a time before big box stores that moms and pop stores dotted every neighborhood. Then came the big boxes, and they wiped out most of the small locals because they could sell the same stuff at a lot lower price and offered significantly wider variety of goods than the small stores could have even imagined. As Mark Twain said, history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. This time round, super giant boxes are replacing the old big boxes for the same very reason that a few decades ago they replaced the small local stores. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
For support of WDIY, we thank Lehigh County, Northampton County, the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.